A handful of students from the University of Southern Indiana presented speeches as historical figures at the Evansville Public Library Central Branch in Evansville, Indiana. This event was the conclusion to a semester-long game reacting to the past. The nationwide game asks students to adopt the personas of famous historical figures and engage in debates and scenarios similar to how the figures would react in real life.
Students immerse themselves in the primary documents of the time period. This game, of course, is Frederick Douglass, slavery, abolition, and the Constitution in 1845.
How did you get involved with this Reacting to the Past program?
Right, so I was really lucky because one of my mentors for my undergraduate program, his name is Dr. Mark Higby, is one of the authors of the Reacting to the Past game. He and Stuart, who we saw in the documentary, are the authors of the game. Dr. Higby wrote it, and I was able to participate in some of the conferences and some of the seminars that he did with faculty. So I played the game that the students played. I played that with other professors before I did it with the students.
And you talked about how there was both truth or fictional and non-fictional aspects to the game. How do you think that helps the learning process?
Yeah, so that's a really good question that comes up a lot, you know, especially as educators that want, they're thinking about doing the game, but they're not sure because there are these counterfactual or ahistorical points. And really, the students are able to engage in the primary documents. I'm sure you could ask any of the students, you know, what was his main point in the notes on the state of Virginia? Or what was the slavery as a positive good speech all about? And, you know, I've taught students these concepts outside of the reacting game and with the reacting game. And I can say that they remember a lot more because they're emotionally invested. At first, I think it starts out they want to win or they want to, get their character goals. But in order to do that, they really do have to memorize and come prepared to class, having read and doing all this preparation on the primary documents. So I think the learning is, it sticks. They're not just cramming for an exam and putting it into their short-term memory. They're actually sticking. And for the 3 weeks that we're doing the game, they're coming back to these concepts over and over again. Ideas from the Constitution. You remember they quoted specific articles and sections of the Constitution, and I haven't had students do that before in other classes outside of reacting. So I think it really does stick.
What were your thoughts on the class just as a whole?
I think that it is a great way to teach. It kind of forced you to really read and know the material, or else you would come to class and kind of not be able to debate, and that it showed people who didn't learn, it showed.
You seem to have kind of an emotional reaction to the game in itself. Why was that?
It was just very, very sad, especially like on my own. I read Jefferson's notes on the state of Virginia, and to watch the movies, to hear the slave narratives, and then to read how white people really viewed black people. I mean, it's sickening, you know, and I don't know, I get a little emotional about it because you don't want to think that way. And like Ms. Dr. Hughes said at the beginning of the class, she was like, you know, you're going to rethink your heroes. And you view all these people like, oh, these are the founding fathers, and then you read this, and it's like, no, these people were pretty sick and evil.
How would this compare to maybe history classes you've taken in the past?
This is different because instead of just learning about history, you're being a part of it. You're taking part in something that happened a long time ago, and that really is something. It really makes you feel like how hard it was back then, and honestly, I thought to myself, it's easy being born as an American. You just gotta do what you gotta do, follow orders, and bam, you're fine. But after this, it just got me thinking differently.
And how did it feel embodying different character for a whole semester?
It felt pretty good. As a black, it was pretty hard. But all in all, just talking about slavery and talking about how it's a sin against man and God, it just really got me. It really got me just energetic, and it's lots of great stuff.
How are you able to connect to your character?
Ask me a hard question. I guess because I'm a woman, I'm a white woman, and if I was living in that era of 1845, I would probably be doing the same thing that she's doing, like speaking out against this injustice of slavery and fighting for women's rights, and I wouldn't let any man silence me or tell me to shut up. I would still speak because I think that's what needs to be done, and I guess that's pretty much it.
How has this, reacting to the past, this program, how has it changed your way of
history? I feel like it's easier to learn this way because you actually get to experience what happened, and whenever you're acting out and you're reading about it, you remember it more, also because we had to write speeches and papers on it, and we debated it like every class, so I feel like it's easier this way than previous, and you also are more engaged in class than just listening to a teacher lecture.
Reporting for Wikinews, I'm Bobby Shipman.